The king and his subjects, February 2, the rulership forfeited. The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, Daniel 4:17. Among the lower creatures, Adam had stood as king, but when he transgressed, his dominion was forfeited. The spirit of rebellion to which he himself had given interests extended throughout the animal creation. Thus not only the life of man, but the nature of the beast, the trees of the forest, the grass of the field, the very air he breathed, all told the sad lesson of the knowledge of evil. Not only man, but the earth had by sin come under the power of the wicked one. At his creation, Adam was placed in dominion over the earth, but by yielding to temptation, he was brought under the power of Satan. Of whom a man is overcome, the same is he brought into bondage. 2 Peter 2:19. When man became Satan's captive, the dominion which he held passed to his conqueror. Thus Satan became the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. He had usurped that dominion over the earth which had been originally given to Adam. When Satan declared to Christ, "The kingdom and the glory of the world are delivered to me, and to whomsoever I will I give it," he stated what was true only in part, and he declared it to serve his own purpose of deception. Satan's dominion was wrested from Adam, but Adam was the vicegerent of the Creator. His was not an independent rule. The earth is God's, and he has committed all things to his Son. Adam was to reign subject to Christ. When Adam betrayed his sovereignty into Satan's hands, Christ still remained the rightful king. By the one who had revolted in heaven, the kingdoms of this world were offered to Christ to buy his homage to the principles of evil, but he would not be bought. Jesus gained the victory through submission and faith in God, and by the apostle he says to us, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." James 4:7-8. We cannot save ourselves from the tempter's power. He has conquered humanity, but the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Proverbs 18:10.